We are here with Lee Steinberg. Lee, this is her 37th annual party, and this is the first time, if I'm correct, that esports is integrated into this. Tell us about your experience recognizing esports as something that's attracting attention from all over the traditional sports landscape.
I have written for Forbes magazine, and so I did an article on Ninja, and I was sitting, it was a Tuesday afternoon, just midday, and all of a sudden he was up, and 132,000 people were watching him play the game. So that all of a sudden it was a revelation. And then I flew down to Dallas and saw the Dallas Field play the U.S. team, right? And these young people are in the audience and they're acting like the player of a rock star. And they're so excited. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is the future. We've evolved past Little League, we've evolved past Pop Warner. This is a way to engage a whole generation. What an exciting explosion of interest in it.
We're so happy that you're having me here for your first annual sports innovation. And what do you see for the future of the Steinberg Art and esports?
Oh my goodness, I think that every day in a central role. The truth of the matter is, esport athletes are athletes. If you can drive a race car like a car, then the hand-eye coordination and strategy and all that are athletic. And as soon as you can get that across, it can be treated as like the NFL, major sport. And then the question is, how does it tell? But luckily, you can do the production values and everything. The more this is on film, the more people can see it, the more they'll fall in love.
Absolutely. You are an icon in the NFL and you've been around for quite some time.
This is 50 years.
Wow. I'm curious some of the similarities that you saw 50 years ago, the rise of the NFL that you're now seeing in esports.
So, the NFL back in 1975 is kind of rudimentary. Each team is a share of the national television contract being $2 million. Last year it was $220 million per team. So it was not the dominant sport it was today. What I could see is because of the once a week schedule, because of love for action and because of the symmetry with television, it would explode. And you'd have fantasy leagues, you would have fans interacting all the time. And all that's going to happen with people. And so part of it is how can you televise the experience to make it engaging and draw people in? So it's a matter of good production and innovation in terms of what gets filmed out. And if you can draw fans at home into being part of the experience, then you have the same thrill and bonding that you have in.
One thing that's interesting in the space right now as well is that just about probably all of your clients, about every traditional sports athlete, is a huge gamer.
You want to grow the camera. You want to have in elementary school or junior high. Now, so the point is, as this becomes a sport that's taught in high school and then taught in university. Today we have Michigan playing Michigan State. My daughter went to Michigan State. There's another Michigan in. So the point is that start young with education in terms of trade-offs. have the best food. And the beauty of this is you don't have to be 6 feet tall and run a 4'2"
I appreciate that aspect.
But the point is you, this is a competition that engages all sorts of motor skills, hand-eye coordination, you know, reaction time, visual perception. It's got all the tools, you know, it's educated and young. It provides all sorts of interactivity that we're involved in. You'll have fantasy weeks, you'll have everything you can imagine. You'll have a draft of different levels. You'll have politics and community school class, people will be part of your team.
Right.
I mean, you'll, when you ask about the girls, that will happen because he is Pokemon and Pac-Man, you know, have a long-term international.
Okay. It sure has. What do you mean by what do you do when you're not doing everything you do?
I actually read a book, but or see a movie, or I live by the beach, so I'll go out there. But my son used to play Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
And he would sit there with the headset on, talking to people, who knew he was talking to, but he was in stock, getting him out of the room with the talent. I grew up with kids that play video games.
I have one last question for you. This is advice for up-and-coming esports stars. You've been integral in helping traditional sports athletes grow successful careers. What would you say to a young gamer who's looking to be a superstar in esports?
Thing is to be present in this moment, because that generation is multitasking,
here they come, Miss
Kim. I'm going to try to tune out everything extraneous in life and adopt a quiet mind so that nothing else is going to be quiet. If you study psychology in a way that the brain reacts to different things, I think there'll be one of the side industries that works in the same way that we have players doing hyperbaric oxygen and stem cell in the ways of training. It's a requirement of brain training and reaction time. And we have adjacent industries that spring up to help people do better, quicker and faster and more accurate.
It's great. In the day when I played, I would go in and I would see all the different initials, like LS. And I was always looking for my initial and I never ranked. But with these games, we can actually measure our accountability. We can teach themselves. We can see how we're forming. And you have a brain cell here. Want to talk a little bit about that?
So, concussion is right? Football. And every time I play, I have low-level concussive. And so, I started holding good first one triathlon in and this is only so we're trying to find awareness prevention in that area. And what's exciting is that through the concept of neuroplasticity, and connected same technology for every person over 30 or 40 with faster brain processing, not losing their memory and the rest of it. So it's sort of a flawed concept. It's like having esports here with my exposure to the Super Bowl is a convention. That's why it's politics. You all come together. And so, I think when you go to the majority, it's, you can go to the
We love that. It's amazing. Not only what you've done for some of your players, but your focuses on right now, what you're trying to do for esports as well. Thank you for joining us today.